Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week.
Welcome to another edition of Wein Online. This is Josh Haston filling in for Elliot Jaeger. Rabbi, what parsha are we talking about this week?
Chaye Sarah. This is the portion of the Torah that deals, initially at least, with the purchase of a grave that our father Abraham comes to purchase in order to bury Sarah. It's the rabbis tell us that Abraham was tested 10 times. But there's a difference of opinion in the rabbis which were the 10 tests. One of the opinions is that this purchase of the grave is one of the 10 tests, because here God promises Abraham, I'm going to give you the whole land. It's for you and it's for your children afterwards. And there's a covenant that Abraham creates with God regarding the land of Israel. And now he needs 6 feet of ground. And he doesn't have it. And not only doesn't he have it, he has to deal with Ephron the Hittite, and he makes a very bad deal. It costs him 400 shekel. That's not our shekel today. 400 shekel is at a time when the average worker made maybe 40, 50 shekel a year. And he's paying 400 shekel for this cave in order to bury his wife, Sarah. And Abraham does not complain. He does not question God. He doesn't say, you know, you didn't fulfill your promise to me. And so therefore, this is seen as a great test of Abraham's faith. And in the words of the rabbis, Va'omad Bekulam, Abraham stood against all 10 tests. But the word Va'omad is not just that he stood. The word Va'omad is he became greater from each test. His faith became greater, his personality became greater, even his influence became greater. People saw in him a greatness that perhaps they had not noticed before. I think that all this has a great relevance to our situation in the world today, where one would think that after 55 years, after the establishment of the State of Israel, after everything is, so to speak, become clear, that our ability to remain in the land in peace should not be questioned. And yet we see the tests that we face, that the land is not ours. And we find that throughout the Bible, we find it throughout the Torah, that they're always contesting. We'll see in next week's parsha, they contest with Yitzchak, the right to the wells, Lonu Amoyim, the water is ours. We need the water is ours. I dug the wells. My father dug the wells. You have a right to the wells. We're glad to share the water with you, but I also have a right to the well. And the Plishtim, they say, no, Lonu Amoyim, it's our water. You know, you have no right to it. You have no right to bury your dead here. None of that. And this is an ongoing test. Our rabbis tell us, Ma'aseh Ovo Simon Labonim, that what happened to our forefathers really is an indication of what happens to their children, to their descendants. These tests, the 10 tests of Abraham, are repeated over and over and over again in Jewish history, of having, God forbid, to sacrifice children, of wandering, of being despoiled, and of the fact that even our basic right to land that the Lord has promised us is somehow contested. And that even if you overpay, no matter what you pay for it, it's still you're not entitled. You know that for generations and generations, centuries, Jews had no right to visit the cave of Machpelah where Sarah is buried and Abraham are and where they're buried. And the Muslims, you could only climb to the seventh step outside and look through a window. And how does that square with the story? And yet Jews never lost hope. They never lost the idea that the Cave of Machpelah belongs to us, that we bought it, that God promised it to us, and that eventually it will be ours. And it will be ours. We will not have people having to climb to the seventh step outside and looking through the window because of the fact that wherever the Jews are, there's a great deal of freedom, tolerance. It's an open world. And all of that is also part of the inheritance of Abraham. So Chaya Sora has is in a certain sense a tragic parsha because of the death of Sora and because of this great test of Abraham. But Chaya Sora also is a source of optimism to us because it tells of Rebecca coming into the house, of Yitzchak and Rivka being married, of the future of the Jewish people, of the fact that somehow, in spite of all the tests, the problems were overcome and that they were able to sojourn and live in the land. I hope that that will continue for us as well, that we will also see that part of the Maase Ovos Simen Labonim, that the works of our fathers and forefathers will apply to us as well.
Thank you, Rabbi Beryl Wein, on Parshat Chaye Sara.
You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.